nature or technology? We all have this question. Is nature more powerful or technology? Who is the real superhero? Let us all first meet the original superhero, that is nature. Before, there were cars, mobile phones, airplanes, or even electricity. There was nature. Nature is like world's oldest magician. It gives us fresh air to breathe, water to drink, food to eat, sunlight to grow, trees that give us shade and also oxygen. Think about it. Without trees, we wouldn't have oxygen. Without rivers, we wouldn't have water. Without soil, we wouldn't have fruits and vegetables. Nature creates mountains, oceans, rainbows, forests, and animals. It even creates us. Did you all know the Amazon rainforest is often called the lungs of the earth because it produces a large amount of world's oxygen? Imagine a forest helping the entire planet Earth to breathe. Nature also has balance. When it rains, plants grow. When plants grow, animals eat. When animals live, ecosystems stay healthy. Everything is connected like one big teamwork chain. But nature can also be powerful in other ways. Storms, earthquakes, volcanoes, these remind us that nature is strong and cannot always be controlled. So yes, nature is powerful. In fact, it's very powerful. Also, let's meet technology, the smart superhero. Technology is everything humans create to make life easier. From the wheel to rockets, from books to artificial intelligence. Think about it. Mobile phones help us talk to people far away. Computers help us learn. Planes help us travel across the world. Hospitals use machines to save lives. When doctors use these machines to see inside our bodies, that's technology helping nature. When students attend online classes, that's technology making learning easier. Have you all heard about robots helping in surgeries? Or satellites floating in space helping us predict the weather? That's amazing, right? Technology even helps farmers grow more food using smart irrigation systems. And guess what? Many of these ideas were inspired by nature. Airplanes were inspired by birds. Submarines were inspired by fish. Solar panels were inspired by how plants use sunlight. So technology is like nature's student, learning, copying, and improving. But the real question here is, who is more stronger, the nature or the technology? For understanding this, let's imagine a world without nature, that is, no air, no trees, no water, no animals. Could the technology still survive? Well, the answer is no. Now imagine a world without technology. Nature would still exist. Trees would grow. Rivers would flow. Birds would sing. But human life would be much harder. So what does this tell us? It tells us that nature is the foundation. Technology is the tool. Nature is the creator. Technology is the invention. Nature is the base of life. Technology makes life more comfortable. They are not enemies, but are partners. What happens when technology forgets nature? Sometimes humans use technologies in ways that harm nature. Factories create pollution. Plastics harms animals. Too many cars create air pollution. When we cut too many trees or waste water, nature gets disturbed. And when nature is disturbed, we face problems like climate change, floods, droughts, rising temperatures, earthquakes. This shows us something important. If we don't respect nature, technology cannot save us completely. What happens when technology helps nature? Technology can protect nature. Solar energy reduces pollution. Electric car reduces smoke. Water purifiers make water clean. Recycling machines turn waste into useful products. Scientists use satellites to monitor forests and oceans. Applications teach us how to save water and electricity. So, technology can become nature's best friend only if we use it wisely. Also, the real power is not choosing either technology or nature over each other. The real power is in balance. To make it simple for all of us to understand, let's think of it like nature is our body and technology is our brain's invention. Well, we need both to live a happy life. Too much screen time, not good. No technology at all, also difficult. Play outside in fresh air, but also learn new skills on your computer. Plant trees, but also learn about science. Save electricity, but use smart tools to grow. Because balance is the only key to survive. As nature teaches us patience, beauty, and peace, technology teaches us creativity, speed, and progress. Nature gives us life, while technology improves life. So instead of asking nature or technology, let's say nature and technology, because when they work together, the world becomes magical. Also remember, you are the future scientists, inventors, and protectors of this planet Earth. So use technology wisely. Also, respect nature deeply, and always choose balance.